For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No, gray skies ever turn blue. I stand alone. I stand alone.
Welcome to the show and a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Gang all here today, but today the here is not the Palatial WSB Studios. It's at Palatial Marlowe's Tavern, 625 West Crossville Road in Roswell, as we are broadcasting live on location till 9 in the p.m. here. Joining me on scene is the always stoic Eskimo Longoria, Low T Chuck as well.
Low T.
Not screening calls. Back of the ranch, Buford is running the buttons on the other side of the takeout window. Who's screening the calls tonight?
I have no idea.
We've got Buffy right now.
We've got Buffy.
Nice.
Nice. All right. So if you're in the area, or even if you're not in the area, you have 2 hours to get here. Come see us at Marlowe's Tavern at West Crossville Road in Roswell. We're out on the patio area, which was a wise decision by management of Marlowe's.
Yes.
Right? So you get, you know, the retrobates that listen to the Mark Arum Show can come outside and enjoy the program. And the families with kids and jobs and, you know, the upstanding citizens. Yes, they get to stay inside the actual restaurant. But we had a nice pre-show meal. We've seen some folks from WSB past. Krista Johnson came out to see us. Chewy the prize guy from 95.5 The Beat. Alex Shapiro's here. We've got listeners, Melanie and Taylor. So if you're here, Brett Peterman, I just saw walk in somewhere. He's in the back. He is the biggest retrobate, apparently. He's way back there. but we're just here. We're having a good time, allegedly celebrating my induction into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame.
Allegedly.
Yes. For the record... thank you for that. Totally undeserved honor. For the record, I did not ask for this recognition.
Are you sure?
I am. 100%. Despite what the Scott Slade promo says.
Yeah, that was a good promo.
That was a great promo.
Well, here's the deal. In my contract, there was a clause in there that if I got inducted into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame, one of two things kick in.
Okay.
One was a $50,000 bonus.
Which you should have taken.
And two,
which we didn't
was a remote at Marlowe's in Roswell.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
So
you chose wrong.
Well, yeah. The problem is my agent chose wrong because the option was determined by Pete Spriggs, the program director. So he had the option. It's kind of like, do you ever see that episode of The Office where Michael Scott had the surplus at the end of the year?
Yes.
And he could either spend it or get 35% of it, and he bought the fur coat from Burlington Goat Factory?
Yes.
Pete Spriggs got 35% of that 50 grand.
50 grand. That's why he chose Marlowe's.
He says, you're going to Marlowe's, buddy. Enjoy, and I'm not coming to see you. That's what he said exactly. But, no, it's very cool that WSB would do this. I'm not a big fan of remotes broadcasts.
No.
I mean, like Von Hessler. He's doing them.
He loves them
every other day.
Yeah,
two a day. He just shows up at a Waffle House and starts talking to everybody. he digs it. But I mean, I love coming out once in a while. But I'm a creature of habit.
Yes, we're very comfortable in our little studios.
Exactly. I'm comfortable. I know where the facilities are. The coffee machine. I got Jennifer Griffiths in the newsroom.
Yep. She's very comfortable.
So I'm kind of out of my element here. But I'm happy to see everybody. And please come out and join us. Longoria's here. Lotie's here. Lorenzo on the ones and twos, spinning the tune. Shaney Backler from the Herman Cain.
Cain show.
That's another guy who does remotes. Herman, he loves them. Eats them up. He doesn't even go to a building. He's like, we're in the square.
Yeah.
We're in the square.
I'm at the square in McDonough. Come see me.
There's a grassy knoll. I'm going to go broadcast over there.
I don't have that skill set to just set up camp in a in a park and be like, all right, come listen to me. We're going to have some fun tonight. Please come out and see us. We do want to talk about some of the issues. And one of the things I want to talk about, I don't know if you guys saw the story this morning or heard it on Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade. Not to bring it down or anything, but a woman was crossing the downtown connector and got hit 3 times, critical condition. And a week ago, we had a Georgia Tech student that was struck and killed crossing the downtown connector. There are certain things, especially if you're new to the to North Georgia, there's certain things you don't do. And I'm gonna compile a list of things you don't do. You don't try to cross the downtown connector as a pedestrian. You don't. Hero unit, what do? You stay up. Yeah, you stay over to the shoulder. Don't cross. Wave your hands. Try to get someone to help you. But under no circumstances, I don't care if Godzilla is chasing you. Get eaten by Godzilla. Yes. Don't cross the downtown connector. It's extremely dangerous. Another thing you probably shouldn't do, unless you are an amazing swimmer. And I'm going to turn to Longoria on this because
he got here by swimming.
I'm amazing against, enough to swim across the Rio Grande.
You swim across the Rio Grande
against
you're,
the current.
Your girls are in swim school or whatever. You're a swim dad. Unless you're an amazing swimmer, don't go swimming in Lake Lanier. People die in Lake Lanier.
What is with that lake?
I have no idea.
I've lived a lot of places, and people constantly die in that lake.
It's like the Bermuda Triangle.
It's insane. It really is. Like the per capita deaths of Lake Lanier is higher than, you know, the great white infested waters off Sydney, Australia.
It's ridiculous.
More people perish in Lake Lanier. And I've heard that it's cursed because, you know, Lake Lanier, I don't know if you guys know this, but Lake Lanier is not a natural lake.
No.
There are no natural lakes in Georgia. That was a man-made lake. And they flooded a town to make it happen. So if you go down and there's like videos of, you know, there's houses and general stores and churches.
Really?
Yeah. It's like they flooded
under the water?
Under the water.
Stop it.
Yeah. So when we have a severe drought, which we had a couple years ago, some of the stuff was coming up. Yeah. Like you could see, oh, there was,
come on.
That's where the Piccadilly was. Not Piccadilly. What's the Piggly Wiggly?
Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, that's the roof of the Piggly Wiggly. And if you have a boat in Lake Lanier, you have to be, especially when it's drought stricken, you have to be careful because you'll hit the top of the Piggly Wiggly as you're going in. So there's a theory that it's
cursed.
It's a cursed lake. I've been there. I don't go there often. I'm not a lake guy.
Really?
I'm more of a pool guy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
I don't see you lounging on the water or anything.
Like I like being on boats, but like for swimming, like fishing and boating, I'll do it on a lake. But
obviously,
like going to the beach, I'm not going to
right
a lake or a pond.
Even so you're not skinning your shirt off doing backflips off the front of the boat?
No.
No. Okay.
I'll cast my line into the water and I'll, you know,
sit there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enjoy the atmosphere. But I think I'm a pretty good swimmer. You know, former Division I athlete. I grew up, I learned to swim at an early age. I've swam in the ocean, I've swam in Burr Pond. I've swam in a number of bodies of water, but I'm good on Lake Lanier. There's something about Lake Lanier that is not what it's not appealing to me. So that's
Lake
another thing.
And the connector.
Things that could kill you in Georgia, I guess, would be the topic of the show. Crossing the connector, swimming in Lake Lanier. Here's another one. Don't go to a gas station in Southeast Atlanta after 11 p.m.
I thought you were gonna say 11 a.m.
Well, no, you're all right during the day. I'm married. Maybe sundown.
Sundown?
Yeah, sundown to sunset.
Okay.
Like a Jewish holiday.
You just stay indoors.
Treat it like a Jewish, like a fasting.
If the sun, it's a Jew's nugget. If the sun is setting over a gas station in Southwest Atlanta, you know what? Risk it.
Just go home.
Yeah, you can make it on the fumes.
Yeah.
Because people die doing that. So we're going to kind of compile a list of things that can kill you in Georgia. That's
a pretty good start.
That newbies might not know. So crossing the downtown connector, swimming in Lake Lanier, gas station in Southwest Atlanta, past sunset.
Yeah.
I need some other things to make this a full and complete list. So that's where the listeners are going to come in. Maybe some people in the audience here. Bean, you got anything? Exactly.
What you say?
Chris Giovanni, always helpful. But we'll start the show with that. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And throughout the evening here, as we broadcast live from Marlowe's Tavern on West Crossville Road in Roswell, I'll be posting pictures on Twitter, at Mark Arum, and Instagram, at Mark Arum, and on my Facebook page, Mark Arum WSB. So if you can't make it out, you can at least see what the bananas look like. We'll take pictures with Shani B. and Chris Giovanni and some of the listeners. Hot neighbors, hot sisters here, I just noticed. Sans boyfriend.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing? The boyfriend's still a thing? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Right. That face.
You see the disappointed answer?
Yeah. That's still a thing. I see it's going well, though. That's
the positive.
Well enough.
That is very cool.
Buford just got real excited.
Yeah, he did.
We're going to go traffic 3 minutes early because Buford's excited. Speaking of, but let's give Marlo some props for having us because there was a fierce bidding war, right? I mean, you guys... No?
No.
You're not going to comment on the record on that?
Third choice.
Oh. We specifically asked, we said, where's the Marlowe's that will take Arum the longest to get to in Metro Atlanta? I can't, but...
We deliver.
Yeah, you do deliver?
You delivered
on my, yeah.
He was like, what?
Again, kudos to Metro Atlanta commuters that sit in traffic every day. I literally...
Oh.
That was the first thing you said when you sat down when you got here. I don't know how people do
I don't.
This. And you're the traffic guy.
I am the traffic guy. An hour and 15 minutes, which I was happy to do because I'm here. I had a great sandwich, great apps. The apps are great. But people that do that every day and not coming to Marlowe's, you're just going home and to work.
Ugh.
It's a miracle there's not more road rage incidents every day.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
We have great schedules because we work odd hours. So
absolutely.
We miss all of the traffic.
Yes.
The only benefit of coming to work at 4 in the morning is... Now that you say that, so I'm coming in at 4 this morning, and it takes 7 minutes door-to-door from my house to the station. And I'm going down, I take a left on Northside Drive on a Deering, and the speed limit on Deering, I think, is like 30, 35. Dude in front of me in a Ford Escape, doing 12 miles an hour.
Nice.
12 miles an hour.
At 4 in the morning.
At 4 in the morning. Well, this is before 4 in the morning. It's like 3:50 in the morning.
Maybe he was just leaving
the
club.
Maybe he was drunk.
Well, that's normally my thing is that it's a drunk driver going, I better go really slow.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was, I don't know what the guy was doing, but I was, and there's no way to,
he's
anyway.
Doing his makeup.
So I got road rage because I was stuck behind this guy for like 2 minutes
at four
in the morning. Anyway, but I tip my hat. I tip my hat to all the commuters out there. All right,
minutes.
We'll come back with your calls. Things that you might not know that can kill you. In Georgia, 404-872-0. And save your jokes, high cholesterol, all that stuff. Yeah, and I know our diet's not great, but things that you might not know that could kill you in Georgia. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Mark Arum, Longoria, Low T, broadcasting live from Marlowe's Tavern in Roswell. Come out and see us and have a beer, 625 West Crossville Road. We'll be back. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Younger than my mama, but I really got beatings with the girl of trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood by the
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show, 724, 24 after 7. Mark Arum with you till 9, not at WSB Studios, but at Marlowe's in Roswell. Come see us with you till 9, 625 West Crossville Road. Me, Longo, and Low T. Buford being the team player, staying back on the other side of the takeout window. Buford, you are an early running for a star of the show, my friend. Just to give you a little incentive there. Thank you. Yeah, you're doing fantastic.
We'll
all right.
Screw it up.
Probably.
I love you, buddy.
Let's hit the phones. John is in Lilburn. John, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So I wanted to put out there to beg all of the visitors to Georgia to please do not lean over Stone Mountain and attempt to see the carving from the top.
Has that ever happened? Do people try to do that?
I don't know what they're doing, but they fall off that mountain quite regularly. So that's
no
definitely a red flag.
Well, I know on the one side, not on the carving side, they have like safety fences up in case, you know, you get a little tipsy and slip or something. But you can't really put a safety fence on the carving side.
Yeah, I just stay away from the edge. I know that one will take you out quick.
Yeah, a long fall will generally do that.
Yeah. You're the outdoorsy Montana guy. Have you ever hiked up Still Mountain?
I have not.
No?
Nope.
All right. Longoria, I know you haven't.
No.
But have you taken the thing up, the gondola?
No.
No, me neither. I've never
I'm
been,
afraid of heights.
I've never been on Still Mountain, ever.
I've driven by it, and that's it.
I've flown over it in the chopper. Which you're not allowed to do, but I've never actually stepped foot on Stone Mountain. Because I would probably look at the carvings and fall face first
yeah,
off there.
Yeah, you would.
All right, so that's the thing. Don't look at the carvings on Stone Mountain. Laurel's in Covington. Laurel, welcome to the program.
Hey, and I wanted to say congratulations.
Thank you, Laurel.
There's two places in Newton County that if you're not familiar with, you need to stay away from. One is Jackson Lake. We just had two drownings over the weekend.
Oh, man.
And it's like that all summer long. And then there's another place. It's called Shoal Creek. And what people don't realize that go there that's not from this area is there's like rocks. So people like to go out there and swim and hang out by the rocks. But there's a place. It's like kind of like a toilet bowl. And it's where the water circulates and it'll suck you down.
Oh, not where people actually
get.
Yeah, not where people actually go to the bathroom, but where the current swirls like a toilet bowl. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's still swimming in lakes in October, November? She said there was two this weekend.
It's been 70s. So it's Jackson Lake and Shoal Creek. I've heard of Shoal Creek doing bad things. So there you go. Things that you might not know that could kill you in Georgia. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. News, weather, and traffic next. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Zoe Saldana, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
It's so good to be born in America, where all men are free. It's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
Welcome back to the show, 7:37, 23 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum at your beck and call until 9 in the p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. We are not at WSB Studios. We are broadcasting live on location at Marlowe's in Roswell. Come out and see us, 625 West Crossville Road. Me, Longoria, Low T Chuck.
Low T.
Buford. Low T Chuck.
Wait, who's that voice I hear over there?
Well, I'm getting to
that. Who is that?
I'm getting to that.
Some guy here.
I was surprised during the news break as we're here celebrating Jimmy Egan's here. As we're celebrating my induction of the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame, two fellow hall members have just surprised us here at Marlowe's Tavern. Left to right across your radio dial, Neil the Talkmaster Bortz, who is up here from Florida, everybody. Give him a round of applause.
Did you know that he, now that he's off the air, the truth comes out, he's actually a lefty?
Yeah, exactly. Sitting on the left side of me. Yeah.
Well, Chuck,
the bedwetting liberal, Neil
Chuck
Bortz.
And I mean, I'm not Chuck. I mean, Clark and I were at a little Asian massage parlor just down the road, and we just decided to, you know, stop in here because that ending wasn't as happy as we wanted.
Clark had the coupons, though, I'm sure, right?
Well, yeah. You should hear him negotiate with one of these girls.
That's why Clark learned Thai.
Oh,
I get it.
Lordy.
To my right is a fellow Hall of Fame member and a longtime friend of the show, Clark. I saw you. This is two nights in a row I've seen you.
That's right.
This is insane. I didn't see you back-to-back nights in 5 years, and now We were at Uncle Julio's last night.
So we were at an event for Big Shot with Cox Media Group, and they were all kowtowing to you, Mark. So you were definitely somebody they see as the future.
Wait, doesn't pretty much everybody with Cox Media Group think they're a big shot now?
As a current employee of Cox Media, I refuse to comment on that. They weren't kowtowing. They were asking me to avoid the traffic getting home from Uncle Julio's. That's all it was. They were just asking for traffic advice, like, should I take this road or this road? But
it only took us. We left Uncle Julio's and just got here now. Traffic in Atlanta is so bad. I just complain?
Yeah,
51 minutes.
Clark,
I complained the whole
you did,
way.
You did, but the truth ain't
I
into
hate
you.
Traffic.
We left one of my advertisers and got here. Chops. We were at Chops, not Uncle Julio's.
Nice. No, wait. Thank you. So anyway, we had family dinner at home. Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Neil doesn't invite me to go to Chops. I just go and I come in the valet line at Chops and pick Neil up.
That's because I know all about you and Donna, and I didn't want to get that all started again.
Oh, wow.
Stop. That filet that you could have had tonight, I don't know if you had it. That just wasn't fair that you got to have that and I didn't.
Pepper steak. You know that Clark knew my wife long before I did, and we've been together for 45 years.
I heard. So. I knew Clark's wife before I knew Clark. I hit on Clark's wife before I knew.
She was my.
I did.
She was my producer and phone screener before Clark, too.
And he came and stole her.
Yeah. Mark, yeah. You know, you could easily live down that story, but you keep bringing it up all through the years.
I'm proud of it.
Hitting on my wife. And then, what do you think?
And then the Atlanta Magazine takes a picture of Lane, puts the picture in the magazine, and labels it Bortz's babe.
Wow.
And then Donna saw that.
Oh, that must have started.
Wait. So I just got a text from management.
Yes.
We're mentioning these other restaurants, and we're actually here in an event that Marlowe's is hosting us, so we need to knock it off with the other restaurants.
I can't walk from my condo to Marlowe's.
Just no more, Neil.
All right.
We want to thank the people at Marlowe's for having us.
They brought me a drink, and it's wonderful.
Yes,
I'm sure they'll bring me the tab now.
We're at Marlowe's in Roswell and West Crossville. I'm stunned, guys. Why are you here? How did this happen?
Okay, so I didn't know about this event.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm like a nobody at the station. I'm a night guy. But anyway, so Neil calls me, yesterday? And said, will you go to the Arum thing with me? I'm like, what Arum thing? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And so he told me that we were having a celebration for you.
Yes.
And he needed a ride. And so I gave him a special Uber rate. And so we're here.
I'm stunned. Thank you so much.
But it was funny because the valets were so confused because I pulled up in my car and I wasn't getting out to eat. And it wasn't a car that normally
would pull up at Chops.
That normally would be an Uber.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
You got the good car out for Bortz tonight.
Yeah, I'm in that one. The black Tesla.
Very nice.
I love that Tesla.
It's nice.
He'll let you, Mark, he'll let you borrow it for a couple of days if you want to.
Really?
Yeah, it's really great because if you wreck it, I have an excuse for the newer one that's much fancier.
Excellent. All right. I would hope not to wreck your car.
I see Mark McKay is here.
Mark McKay is here. Dave Cohen.
You know what he did to me at the St. Regis, don't you?
He buzzed you.
It's 7:30 in the morning. And there's this horrendous racket outside, and everybody is rushing to their windows, and there's this helicopter 50 feet away from the building hovering above.
A helicopter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard one called a helicopter.
The Skycopter Lounge outside the Bortz place.
You've never heard of it called a helicopter?
No.
I call them fling wings. Does that work?
We call them helicopters here.
Choppa. Get to the choppa.
Okay. Which one of us is the damn pilot?
Well, you're a great pilot. I don't know if you know this. I went up and when Neil used to have a stunt plane, we went up in the stunt plane. And I still remember, Neil, when you said, hey, how would you like to do some rolls in it? I said, no.
Loop.
And whatever we did. Yeah. And you said, okay. And then suddenly the plane is flipping upside down.
Have you flown that before?
I
flew back from the Georgia-Florida game with you once in
did
Jacksonville.
You really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was...
Did I do okay?
You did great.
Oh, good.
It was fantastic.
You are a very methodical pilot. I was very impressed.
Well, as long as my butt is in that plane, that's the way I'm going to be.
Here's the story there, though. So we fly back from Georgia, Florida. We land at Peachtree DeKalb Airport, where he had a hangar. I don't know if you still do. And his car is there. So he takes me. He flies me generously for free from Jacksonville to Atlanta, Peachtree DeKalb Airport. But then I'm on my own. He goes, you're calling a cab. I'm not driving you home. That was the end of the Bortz hub. He's like, I'm not driving you home.
You want to hear a dirty little secret?
Please.
You know, there was a law, a rule at Cox that I could not take. This came about after I rode you back to Atlanta.
Yeah.
You cannot fly any other employees in your airplane, period.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, female employees or
any,
just head?
Any,
oh, all right.
Any employee.
Yeah, because once you were in the plane and they knew you were the rising star of the
yes,
company,
exactly.
They couldn't take a chance
and
you being
cannot,
taken out.
And you cannot fly your airplane on company business.
Wow.
I want you to tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much attention do you think I paid to those rules?
Zero.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just curious what brought that about.
Oh, it was that horrible accident where the...
you remember Cox had a plane crash?
No.
Yeah, Cox attorneys that got killed in a really horrible plane accident. And that's when the rule came down.
I got you. Well, listen, I'm glad you guys are here. I mean, I'm totally stunned by this.
Well, we're proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Aren't you the youngest stud ever?
I'm the youngest person. Yeah. I don't know about the youngest stud, but...
How many Hall of Fames are you in now?
I'm in...
Hall of Fame.
No, not yet. This is the only one.
Kerry Katz is a good friend of mine.
I did not know that.
Yeah. You know who Kerry Katz is?
I have no idea.
Have you ever seen that classic World Series of Poker hand where you had Kerry Katz and one other guy both got dealt pocket aces?
Yes, and then he lost on the flush because it came out of flush.
No, Kerry got the flush.
He got the flush, and the other guy lost.
$14 million.
Crazy. But listen.
I don't understand that whole gambling thing.
I've been here at WSB for 20 years, and I'm not saying this because you're here, because I said this at my induction ceremony, and I've said this to many people. I went to college for broadcasting, but I learned far more in a year at WSB Radio than I did in 5 years at college, because I got to see every day. First in the mornings, I'd see how Captain Herb prepared and did his stuff. How I see Scott Slade prepare and do his stuff. And then Neil's show, I got to see how that happened. And then seeing you and your show. I mean, you guys, it was like a graduate degree in radio broadcasting, just sitting there and being able to soak in what you guys did.
Those days were magic back then. They really were.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And Belinda and Christina and Royal, especially Royal. Lord, I think about him all the time.
Amen.
And they were magic.
I'm not going to...
Blow smoke up your ass. Is that
no, yeah, well, I'm not... I was going to say my nose in your butt, but this is what...
Really? You had to go there?
I never thought about doing Talk Clark until I started listening to Neil. And that's true. And so it's your fault that I'm doing it now, I guess.
He said, if that jerk can do this,
no.
I can too.
What I thought, because, you know, I was not a big talk radio listener to talk shows, but what I loved about your show was whatever the big story of the day would be, I don't know what it would be that day, but I would sit there and think, all right, what's Neil's take going to be on this story? And I always got it wrong.
But wait. I think, Neil, the brilliance of you on the air was when there was not any meaningful news that day. Because you would see somebody walking in front of the studio window, and you'd say, look at blah, 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 and you'd make up some story about them, and you'd run off with that. And that's what was so ingenious, was anybody can talk about what's going on with, you know, something going on in Washington, but you would just make everyday situations such a wonderful thing to listen to.
Isn't that a hell of a thing to do with an aerospace engineering degree?
And a law degree.
Yeah. But you know what I do at night? If I'm working in my studio, and I still have the studio that the Neil Bort Show came out of for the last 10 years of the Neil Bort Show. It's in Naples.
Best radio studio I've ever been in.
I know. I just say, Alexa, play WSB. And I do that at night if I know Mark's on the air.
Nice.
No, really, because...
But when I come on the air, you have Alexa turn off.
No.
So off, Alexa, off.
No.
Quick,
but
off.
No, seriously, Mark, you've always been sort of a jerk to me, but... You have some real serious talent.
Thank you, buddy.
And this is going to really work out for you.
Well, when people ask, like, that don't listen to my show, but our longtime Atlanta residents say, well, what's your show like? I was like, you remember when Neil would not talk politics? And they're like, yeah, I loved it. I'm like, that's my show. When Bortz doesn't talk politics, whether you're talking about the girl walking by or what you had for dinner or something in pop culture, that is what I've tried to make my show.
Now tell the truth. Do you subscribe to my podcast?
The Bortz Cast?
Yeah.
No.
You tightwad.
I get it illegally. I have Clark's login. I listen to Clark's login. All right, we'll come right back. Neil Bortz and Clark Howard, everybody. Amazing. Stopping by. Pineapple Johnson's here.
Crowd goes wild.
We're at Marlowe's in Roswell. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show, 755. Mark Arum broadcasting live at Marlowe's Tavern in Roswell on Crossville
they
Road.
They moved us in the middle of the bar scene. You know, you suddenly have...
I'm blown away by this. Everyone, Hondo's here. Chris Egan from
Hondo?
B98.
You
Doug
mean
Turnbull.
That grown man still calls himself Hondo?
It's
Hondo.
All about that Georgia football when stuff, Neil. You wouldn't understand.
I literally, had I known, seriously, that this was going to be such a... Christina's here. I would have dressed up nicer.
Can I plug something?
Please.
Why I'm in town so far before
Absolutely.
Thanksgiving. On a serious note, but, you know, stuff happens. I lost my mother and my father and my younger sister to Alzheimer's disease. And I have the gene. I think. Anyway, so tomorrow night, Emory University, Fens and Family, the fundraiser, Cherokee, for Alzheimer's research, and I'm going to be emceeing that, and I'm looking forward to it. A bunch of good people.
I lost my grandfather to it. I'm worried that both my dad and myself might have it as well. So,
all right. So, guys, if you can handle the information, there's now a $100 test you can take that'll tell you if you have the marker and what your enhanced risk is.
I know I have the marker.
Really?
I don't have to take the test.
I took the test. And I have a 25% chance of having dementia, Alzheimer's by age 75, and 51% by lived age 85. So you have to decide if you can handle that information, and I was happy to know it.
I'm APO3. I think that's the...
I never took any AP courses.
APO3, and if you're APO4, you'd better start signing up for a memory care home, but I'm just a three.
Neil Bortz, Clark Howard. We're
happy to
we're
right
Marlowe's
there.
In Roswell celebrating my Hall of Fame induction, my surprising induction. We'll come back. More special guests and 404-872-0750. News, weather, and traffic next.
Just
this
tell
is
us when you want us to leave.
No, that's
Mark
what he
Arum
was just
show.
Telling us.
Not at
no,
all.
I think he
just
was, yeah.
That was our...
Jamie Foxx here. You there? You listening to the Mark Arum Show? You better.
No, I want this town to be near you. No, gray skies ever turn blue.
Show and a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 8:07, 7 after 8. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang all here, but the gang is at, literally the gang is all here. We're at Marlowe's Tavern in Roswell, broadcasting what is supposed to be, was supposed to be a low-key celebration of me getting into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame, has turned into a full-blast party. Everybody is here, Loti Longoria, and we just talked to Neil Bortz and Clark Howard, two members of the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame, and another member of the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame, perhaps my favorite, from 97.1 The River, Miss Katie Kylie. How are you, Katie?
Hello, Scarlett? Honey. I'm doing great. How are you? Hold on, Clark.
All right, we got to interrupt this for a second for a special announcement. Can I have your attention, please, here at Marlowe's? We have for you, hey, pay attention. We have the cake presentation for you. We couldn't afford the Hall of Fame ring. So instead, I found this cake. For some reason, the kid decided not to get bar mitzvahed, so we marked out that. And we wrote in, congratulations, Mark Arum here, Hall of Fame, you there.
Oh, that's so sweet, Clark. Thank you so much.
I actually had nothing to do with the cake.
I like the dreidel effect. That's nice, you know?
Wow, that's so sweet. That's unbelievable. Thank you. I'll take a picture of that.
I can say that I didn't get a cake or a broadcast or anything.
Well, that's what makes me nervous.
Don't be nervous.
So here's the list of all the people that we have worked with that are in the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. Clark, Neil, you, me, Scott Slade, Kirk Mellish, Condice Presley, Captain Herb, Steve Holman, Royal Marshall, none of them ever had a party. So I'm very, very nervous that I'm the one they selected to have a party
for?
Why would you be nervous?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, hey, all right.
No, yeah, I have one big last hurrah exactly. on the air.
Exactly.
No, this goes to show you how loved you are. I'm not kidding. I would not drive. Sorry, it's not like I don't ever come out to Roswell, but in traffic, yeah. you know, that was the thing. I heard you complaining about that on your radio.
It took me a little while. Thank you, Clark. Appreciate it.
Mwah, I love seeing you, Clark.
So Katie is one of my oldest and dearest friends in Atlanta.
I love
and,
him.
And truly a broadcast legend. How long have you been doing radio in Atlanta, Katie?
Since 1983.
Wow.
So whatever that is.
I was...
Stop. Don't even do that. I was not even a thought in my parents' head yet.
That was before my bar mitzvah. That's what I was going to say. That was before my bar mitzvah.
Like, I needed to hear that.
And
But I started very young.
And you've been at WSB Radio or 97.1 The River for how long now?
For almost 10 years.
That's insane.
Is that crazy?
Yes, it really is.
Because you and I were so happy to work together. We used to play poker together. That's how you, Mark and I met,
yes.
and we've been in Vegas together, done all kinds of fun things.
And now,
and then we used to work at the same time in the morning.
Exactly.
And he would pick me up when it snowed. He was my wake-up call every morning.
Well, that's the thing I miss is calling you, like, every morning I would call Katie on my way to work and be like, all right, Katie, rise and shine. So, like, you were the first voice I would hear, and it's such a legendary voice. I would love to hear it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But now you escape morning drive, and you're getting to do PM Drive.
I am the happiest
now.
Girl you I know. It's so amazing. We were just talking about you saying the split shift that you do
yeah.
is really something else.
I will have to retire to stop doing mornings is what I found out. I'm never getting off mornings, so it's either – do it forever or retire really soon. So
it's one of the hardest things I found to do. Once I was up, I felt like I'd met my goal for the day. I was like, I woke up. Yay!
Yeah,
everything from that point on is like rolling, right?
But I do that twice a day, which is
I know.
Is
I don't,
really
I don't get it.
it's not fun.
It can wear on you too. So you need to make sure you take
yeah,
good care
exactly.
of yourself.
I'm so excited you came. This is such a surprise. Literally, I just thought it was going to be me, Low T Chuck and Longoria, I mean, I look like a schlub.
Well, look at me. I'm wearing my Tom Petty shirt.
You're a rock and roll DJ.
Let me say, though, yes. I had to laugh when I was listening to you on my way out. I was like, because Pete Spriggs sent me a little email a few weeks ago and said, hey, if you get a chance, I know it's a long way. And I'm like, of course I'll be there. And I was listening to you, and I'm like, he has no idea or something. Maybe they called it off because you were just talking about something.
Yeah, well, I came up here, and I was like, well, I'm just going to do my normal show. Yeah. And I apologize. You know what? We got to talk to Joe in Gainesville.
He's is been Joe on still that? Is that what that check is?
Yes.
Let's see what Joe wants.
Joe's been on hold for an hour. I'm so sorry, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
how
Joe.
Are you?
Hey, congratulations, and I'm glad to hear all the crowd there. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's jammed right now. Jammed.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, Joe, you're on hold so long. What did you want to talk
so
about?
I called when you first mentioned Lake Lanier, the creatures, bad stuff, all that stuff. Okay, that's why I called.
Okay.
All right. Now, from a guy that grew up in Hall County almost 60 years ago, yes, the lake was just backed up over farmland and barns and homes, old dilapidated stuff and everything else throughout the year. So, yeah, is it haunted? You doggone right it is.
Yeah, it's definitely haunted. Right. I mean, we were talking about, Katie, about things that can kill you in Georgia.
I heard.
Walking across the
connector. I can't believe you've never been on Stone Mountain before.
No, I've just...
You've lived here so long, you have to go to the top of Stone Mountain.
But you've known me for a long time. What do I do? I work, I sleep, and what else?
Play cards.
That's it.
That's it?
That literally is my life. I work, I sleep, I play poker, and that's it. So I have no free time. And I've never been with a girl that was like, oh, we should go picnic on Stone Mountain. So
we should go picnic on Stone Mountain, and we could have a poker game, I bet, up there.
We could do have
yeah,
a poker
yeah,
game.
Yeah, that
would
be fun. Okay, is he still on the phone? Oh, he hung
no,
up.
He, yeah.
I'm wondering what's in Lake Lanier. Like, you know how you kind of get scared when you jump off one of the houseboats and you don't want to hit, like, a tree branch or so you don't know
exactly.
what's in there? I'm like, I wonder if anybody really knows what's underneath.
There's a lot of stuff under there.
Sweet like Jurgens pickles.
There's sweet Jurgens pickles.
I saw those on the table, too. No, these are kosher
yes.
bills.
Oh, someone, by the way, brought, I know you can't listen to my show every night, Katie, but.
I listen to it almost all the time.
A couple of months ago, Longoria was talking about his friends growing up would dip pickles in Kool-Aid.
What?
So we had a listener. I have the sweetest listeners. He brought a thing of kosher dills and a thing of Kool-Aid. And Longoria is going to eat them before the end of the show.
Oh, I want to see his face
Isn't
that doing
disgusting?
That. It is. It's really
so
bad.
So disgusting.
Plus, it's grape Kool-Aid. Ugh.
So, as one Hall of Fame member to the other, what What can I expect as far as benefits are concerned now? I mean,
not a thing.
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right.
They just kind of look at you, and go, "Congratulations. See you later."
When you got inducted, it was a no-brainer. Like, I knew you were getting in.
Well, I didn't feel like that at all. They don't tell you. That's exactly. The thing. And then my mother was like, "Oh, I'm definitely going to be there." I'm like, "Mom, you know, I don't know. You don't know if it's going to happen."
Exactly.
And so I had some of my best friends were there. And you were there.
Yeah,
I remember you and Bruce being there. And,
yeah.
So you are very, I know it can't feel good when you don't make it in, you know? So it was one of those things where I thought, I don't know if I want to go. And my friend said to me, "You have to go because if you don't make it in, you still have to show a good face."
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when I don't know if you heard the story, but I thought I had a pretty good idea who was going to get in. I really didn't think I was. And then they named the first couple of names that got in, and I'm like, well, I didn't expect those people, so there's no way I'm getting in. So I was like, all right, I'm going to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom. I promise. I went to the bathroom, and I'm coming back in, and Candace Presley's on stage saying my name as I walk back in the theater. Like, I almost missed it because I went to the bathroom. It was crazy. Look, another surprise. Get over here, EW.
Oh, my goodness. We could have ridden together if I'd known you were coming here.
The conservative Viking, Eric Erickson, joining us here at Marlowe's.
Congratulations.
I thought you were going to, were you throwing me off on Instagram with the Papacitos post?
I was there for lunch.
Okay. Yeah,
no talking about other restaurants because we're at Marlowe's.
We're at Marlowe's Tavern. Neil Bortz, Clark Howard, Kate and Kylie.
I knew there was going to be cake. I don't care about you.
Eric Erickson. How are you, brother?
I'm good. About yourself.
I'm stunned that you came out here. That's
congratulations.
Thank you, dude. That's very sweet of you to come out here.
Sure. I got a special present for you, too. I wanted to get you something practical that you can use in studio.
Is it a squatty potty?
As a matter of fact, it is.
No, is it not? That's hilarious.
Yes.
Just
excellent.
For you. Really?
Thank
yep.
you, dude.
They had the Minnie Mouse one and the Mickey Mouse one.
I was just guessing. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Aaron, I'm shocked that you came out here.
Yeah, look, I'm happy to do it. It's a momentous occasion, and congratulations. You definitely.
Thank you. I'm driving up here, listening to Atlanta's Evening News with Eric Erickson.
Oh, thanks.
And I always listen, but never in traffic. And it was a different experience to hear you while sitting in bumper to bumper traffic. While you're here, I got to talk to you about what I heard on the Red Lobster girl.
I think this could be a name for Roy Moore. We could start calling him the Red Lobster. He's very grabby.
Exactly. Well, it's kind of like with Tiger Woods. Chuck and I were talking about the Perkins waitress.
Yeah.
Now Moore is forever linked with Red Lobster.
Like, totally.
That's
yes. Those are some garlic butter biscuits.
But I mean, listening to the we hear the press conference live on WSB, and then we hear the developments from you about the latest accusers.
Two more
after the press conference.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and one of them in 1991, well after he was married.
Yeah. Eric Erickson joining us here at Marlowe's in Roswell, a long way from the Erickson estate.
It is. I don't know how you people on the north side survive. Traffic
where do
is
you
terrible.
Live?
Macon.
No, are you on the
yeah.
south side?
No, yes. Literally in Macon.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think they like for us to say that. But
no one's listening to the Mark Aaron
yes.
show. You can say whatever you want right
please.
Now. So are you going to spend the night up here?
Oh, no. I'm going home.
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to come by and say hi and
dude,
bring you a porta potty.
I'm honored. I'm honored. This is
and eat cake.
Let me. All right. While I got a couple minutes right here, Buf. Yes. I'm a Hall of Famer. I can do what I want. While you're here,
trust me, only tonight.
I want to know, and the listeners want to know, how did you wind up doing talk radio? I want to know the truth.
Because I am not a professional.
There's rumors going around out there. How did it happen?
So there was a guy down in Macon. I had been a lawyer. He was on the morning show. He was the morning show. Got arrested in a crack house.
Oh, my goodness.
They needed somebody to fill in for him, and they remembered I had been on to talk about a political issue, so they called and asked if I could do it, had I ever done radio. I said no, but they needed someone. A day turned into a week, and a week turned into 3 months. No pay. I got an expired gift certificate to Outback Steakhouse. And while I was doing this, this station dispatched someone. And they had an opening when Herman ran for president, and they thought I actually had radio experience, and they called and asked if
oh, that's
I would
nice that they vet
that.
So carefully.
Yes, totally.
That's
yeah.
So. That's when growing up, you had no ambition, desire, anything to do.
Nope.
To
I
do
mean,
radio.
I totally fell into it.
That's all, and that's led. I mean, obviously, to Fox News now, and you.
Yeah,
have,
and I was at CNN before I started
exactly.
radio. I was doing CNN when all of this happened.
Yeah,
and yeah, it was totally. Totally providential, accidental, however you want to call it. But, yeah, some dude got arrested in a crack house. And
it's a, so lawyer, Clark travel agent, Neil Bortz, lawyer and mechanical engineer, whatever story he just told. And I had, this is my first radio job ever. I had never thought about getting into radio or television. Is that weird?
You know, honestly, I've discovered that the people who it's their goal in life sometimes, grounded and connected to other people as opposed to those of us who kind of fell into it. Of course, there's Bortz who, like, would hear somebody is dead
and try to get the
show
job,
up at
exactly.
the show up to get their job.
Wow. Eric Erickson, Katie Kiley, I am so thrilled that you guys could be out here.
Congratulations.
And we're going to be here for another 40 minutes. So if you're in the area, we are at Marlowe's Tavern, 625 West Crossville Road in Roswell, having a grand old time. I got a cake here. I got Aiklin.
Nichols,
I got Pineapple Johnson.
Pulling.
Good stuff. We'll be back. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show, 825, broadcasting live at Marlowe's in Roswell on Crossville Road. Come here. We'll be here for another at least another 30 minutes. We might party deep into the night. A cavalcade of WSB and Atlanta radio stars. The latest joining us here is Eric Von Hessler from The Doctrine, now heard 9 to 11 a.m. on WSB Radio. First, thanks for coming out.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. B, first and then B, how do you do these remotes all the time? These are exhausting.
You know what?
These are exhausting.
I really look forward to them, and then when they're done, I'm glad. You know, it really is exhausting.
Yeah.
Because we're used to taking a commercial break.
Exactly.
And being able to do whatever we
and
want.
Just, like, relax with our thoughts. But now you got to go out and you talk. And
the show never ends.
It's literally, not literally like running a marathon, but, you know, I'm on, like, a treadmill right now. Longoria joins us again.
What up?
Did you know all of this was going to happen?
I did not.
This is I literally thought we were just going to do a small, quiet broadcast out here.
I didn't
know
all these people were going to show up.
And then
really
everyone
didn't.
Shows up.
Well, I'm glad I didn't tip you off. I guess it was a secret thing.
It
I
was.
Just knew about it through emails.
Yeah, it was. And I was curious why security was here because, I mean, I don't offend anyone, so I have no need for security at my events. I'm like, why the hell security? Oh,
Neil big
Bortz,
shots.
Bortz and Erickson and Von Hessler are here. That's why.
Big shots. I thought that you needed somebody, some balance, at least one radio personality who's not in any Hall of Fame anywhere because every show needs balance.
So, listen, when you get to be my age, you'll understand your time will come. When you get to my advanced age, I have no doubt you will join the long list of WSB radio luminaries in the hall. You've been in Atlanta radio. I just had Katie on, who's a legend. But, you know, you were a radio legend for many, many years.
I've been here since 98. It'll be 20 years next year that I've been in Atlanta.
Unbelievable.
So, it's been 20 great years. I mean, you know, I'm 20 years older. I'm not happy about that. But it's been 20 great years.
What's amazing, though, is that that we are still employed in this game that's radio that we love so much.
Isn't that lucky?
Yeah.
I mean, we know a lot of people, right? We know a lot of friends who
exactly.
have had to go on and do other things because it's not the business that it used to be. So we obviously are way more talented than our friends.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Exactly. And it is a different business now, and I really appreciate the way you recognize that and the way you have crafted the doctrine to not only be radio but podcast and interactive. And I'm really happy you're part of the team, man. Thanks so much for coming out.
I'm happy to be here, and congratulations again. You really deserve it, and I think it's fantastic.
My man, Eric Von Hessler. Who knows what's coming up next half hour? Wow. Pineapple Johnson, maybe.
There's pickles.
We'll be back. We're broadcasting live from Marlowe's Tavern in Roswell, West Crossville Road. Come out and see us till 9. So it can't get filed, at least not now. Come on,
don't stop now. Hey, this is Steve Holman, voice of the Atlanta Hawks and WSB proud alumnus and also a member of the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. I'm one of the old guys at the Hall of Fame. This is a special live celebration for our buddy Traffic Boy, Mark Arum, being inducted into the Hall as well. I can't be there in person because, well, the Hawks have a game tonight. Just like Mark, you could never be there for many of your traffic reports because you were in the WSB washroom. And you know there's no smoking in the washroom, by the way. Is that problem still happening? Anyway, congratulations to you, Mark Arum, the youngest inductee ever into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame, WSB's Mark Arum.
Wow. Voice of the Hawks, Steve Holman with the...
I'm big time.
I am so stunned by all of this.
You didn't know this was coming.
No. Mark Arum with Low T and Longoria broadcasting live at Marlowe's Tavern in Roswell. Thank you again to Marlowe's for what has really turned into a party. Yeah. I thought this was going to be a low-key event, and you SOBs had me all fooled.
I didn't know anything about it.
You can thank the pig farmer.
They didn't tell me.
Pete Spriggs set this all up.
Pete Spriggs set all this up.
I had no idea any of this was coming.
He made me give a blood oath that I wouldn't spill any secrets.
Yeah, he didn't even tell me.
Or let you know what was going on. That's why I had to kind of play dumb when
earlier. You play dumb very well.
Yes, I do play dumb very well.
Now I know why Buford was really mad that he's not coming to the event. I'm so sorry, Buford. I was like, dude, it's remote. Don't worry.
It's not a big deal.
Another one.
I know.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. But this is a big deal. This has been amazing. And thanks to Nothing Bundt Cakes in Kennesaw. This is not an endorsement, but I'm a big purveyor of newsroom food.
Yes,
and
you
are. And anytime we have a birthday or an anniversary, we get a Bundt Cake from Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Yeah.
And they just dropped off all of this amazing stuff.
It looks
awesome. It is the best Bundt Cake I've ever had in my life. It's so good. So thank you to Nothing Bundt Cakes in Kennesaw for doing it. And thanks to everybody for coming out. This is remarkable.
Cool. This is a little party.
See, this is why I don't do show prep.
Exactly. There's no point.
You were talking about death, and then
I know. I had a whole show planned out. I was going to talk about Judge Roy Moore and the Downtown Connector, Lake Lanier, and then all of a sudden, it's all. I mean, literally everyone is here. Von Hessler, Eric Erickson.
How great was that? He was so excited.
He
to
bought
give
me
you
a
that.
Squatty potty.
Yeah, he was
is
so
that what he bought
you? Yes, yes, and so excited.
And I've always wanted one because I've heard great things about
them. They're great,
but I've always been too embarrassed to buy one.
Right, right.
So the fact that he has purchased me one.
He went and purchased one.
Yes, he got me a squatty potty, which. I want to keep in the studio.
I mean,
I go to the bathroom more at work than I do at home because I'm at work more than I am at home. So, this is awesome. Bortz and Clark came. You sons of guns. I had no idea this was happening. So, good job, Chuck. And, well, play dumb to Longoria.
I had no idea.
He easily played dumb because he didn't know.
I really didn't know anything.
I had to keep my mouth shut.
This is pretty amazing. Buford.
Yo.
How you doing, man? Did you know any of this was going on?
I did.
That's why you were angling to come up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. He's like, yeah.
Well, I was wondering, I'm like, just, you know, hang out. You'll miss this one. It's no big deal. It's just, you know, we're just doing a normal remote. You've done millions of them. This turned out to be an amazingly big deal.
He should get star of the show for A, keeping his mouth shut, and B,
keeping his mouth shut.
Honestly,
be the real
and staying back. He really should.
Like,
I bust on him, but he should.
Very well done, Buford, keeping this for me, because Buford tells me everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He literally tells me, like, sometimes too much.
Too much info.
But you kept this down. So I'm so sorry, Buford. Had I known, I would have, there's nothing I could have done, but
I could have lobbied.
I would have felt more sympathetic for you not being able to get up here to hang out. We're gonna be here till 9, and I guarantee the party's going to go on later than that. Who's paying for all this?
I have no idea.
Is everyone, like, our dinner,
you
our
are?
Drinks?
I don't know.
Is anyone paying for this?
I'm leaving before that comes.
Because I don't want to
just skipping out.
I don't want to get arrested leaving my Hall of Fame radio
is celebration still there?
Because I skipped out on the bill.
Oh, can you imagine that tomorrow on the
ABC?
Yeah,
exactly. It's top local story on Atlanta's Morning News.
I couldn't tweet that out fast enough.
Yeah, Mark Arum arrested for skipping out on his chicken sandwich. Delicious chicken. By the way, Pineapple Johnson got crab and shrimp nachos over there.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
Which look fantastic.
I snacked on.
I'm stunned, guys. I'm really stunned.
I did ask Pete Spriggs. I texted him wondering if Andrew and I were in the running for a Mad Award for driving over an hour to do what was essentially 12 minutes of radio.
As
we gave it up to the A team when Bortz and Clark showed and Katie Kylie and Erickson and everybody, we were like, we're just standing over there like, you know, we really didn't need to get up here at all.
We didn't come out here at all. We could have ran the board.
You see that, Buford? They screwed you. You could have totally been out here.
Totally did.
Yeah.
Sorry,
unbelievable. Beautiful. Did just FYI, did Johnny Kielbasa call?
He might have.
We have no idea.
Excellent. Well, this I'm completely blown. I'm as blown away as about this than I am that I was the night I got into the Hall of Fame. Both of these are unexpected.
Well, we wanted to sneak one by you.
Yeah, this is it. And I swear. But I read the list of all the people who worked that have been in the Hall of Fame, and they've never done one of these for them.
Right.
Really? I'm really. This they've never done a party for the Hall of Fame for Slade, Mellish, Captain Herb, Bortz, Clark. They've never done something like this.
which makes me really nervous to go to work tomorrow.
Special boy.
No, yeah, like I think this is like a going away party.
Or is that what it is?
I think so they're like, well, you know what? We got to let him go, but let's go let him go out in style.
We'll make him win the award, and then we'll throw a party for him.
Yeah, because, you know, it's cost-cutting and radio.
Is this the essential, the equivalent of taking your significant other to a very crowded restaurant to break up with them so they can't freak out?
Yeah, if Pete walks in, then
Houston run out the back.
Alex Shapiro, head of security, is going to be like, all right, as we wrap things up, he's like, all right, I need your badge now. Like, that's what I'm waiting for.
I need your office key and your badge. Yeah.
This would be a great... I mean, I'd be sad, but this would be a hell of a way to break up with a dude and fire him. Is have this big party, give him bunt cakes, and then
you're
be
gonna
like,
need him because you don't have anything to eat.
And be like, here's some HR forms you got to fill out. Exactly. You're not getting your pension. That would be sad.
But I don't think that's what happened.
I
think you're okay.
I hope so.
I think you're okay.
I hope so. I don't even know what to say. I'm literally. You guys talk for a minute.
No, I'm just glad that you were surprised and excited for everybody, because it did take a lot of phone calls and honestly, Pete put a lot of work into wrangling everybody over here and getting everybody organized and everything.
Yeah, to get everybody in one building,
in one spot. All these people.
I know it was tough for him to get you guys to come here.
Yeah,
let alone and you're the bananas. Yeah. Let alone Clark and Bortz and Von Hessler and Erickson and Smilin' Mark McKay and Doug Turnbull. Like, Smilin' drove up, left the traffic center and drove up here.
Yeah.
Doug landed the helicopter and drove up
here.
That's unbelievable. Yamamoto put on new tight jeans and came up here. I mean, those are different skinny jeans than he wore
this morning.
The only he grew thing, out of those ones
He grew out
morning.
Of those ones since this morning.
I'm being serious, though. Can we get the make sure that if I have to pay for this, I'll pay for it.
No, I don't want to get
anyone in trouble for skipping out on bills on Marlowe's, because they were nice enough to have us here.
We'll just send them to Justin Tysinger.
Yeah. He owes us some prizes.
Exactly.
We'll just send it his way.
We got 15 minutes left of the show. I don't know what to do now, because we can't do this stuff.
What is this?
That's a red velvet bundt cake bite that I was just eating.
How is it?
And it was delicious.
Yeah.
But we came on the air, so I didn't want to chew on the air. I don't know if I mentioned
air. Wait, no, please, yes, please talk about this.
Can we do this on the air?
Yeah.
Sure, I don't care.
All right, so you might remember we talked
it's
about...
It's like gefilte fish, that's for sure.
This was a couple months ago, I guess?
Yeah, at least.
The Sweet Gergen's Pickles
episode
of the Mark... Yes, that one. And it was National Pickle Day the other day, so this is ironic. Longoria talked about his friends when he was growing up used to dip pickles into Kool-Aid.
Like dry Kool-Aid, not
dry Kool-Aid.
Not
dry
made
Kool-Aid.
So, hey, Jared. Can we get a plate? Can you get us a plate?
Yeah.
So a listener, an amazing listener, brought us a jar of Vlasic kosher dill baby whole pickles and a packet of regular Kool-Aid. Is there more than one flavor?
Is it fruit punch?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
Is there?
I think, okay.
Grape and
cherry. All right, so...
open these unsweetened packs.
Yes.
Hold on, I'm going to...
still want to know what crackheads...
I'm going to tweet this out. I'm going to Periscope this out, Longoria. So take your time setting it up as I pull up the Periscope. So what we're going to do here is Longoria, a man of his word, is going to eat or dip a pickle into... I can't find this. I guess I'll have to do Facebook Live then. You're going to dip pickles. And you've ever done this before?
No. This one's kind of weird, but we'll try it.
Just pour it on there, and you're going to dip it.
I mean...
Oh, all right. Now mash it up. All right.
I don't know how you don't think this is worse than gefilte fish.
Oh, God.
Because I would honestly rather eat gefilte fish than do what you're about to do right now.
Hold on.
Now, usually the pickles that you get are those big, huge...
The big, fat...
You know, ones you get at a convenience
not these
store,
minis.
Not these little...
Hold on, don't
ones.
Do it yet.
I know.
Kool-Aid pickles. So, I want you to be able to see this.
You never did find the Kool-Aid pickles, didn't you try
No, they were
no.
sold out at Walmart.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we'll have to go to Walmart.
They had the Hawaiian Punch.
All right, so I'm doing this on Facebook Live, so if you want to...
Check it out.
Hold on, let me do a little preamble. We're live here at Marlowe's Tavern in Roswell. Everybody's here. Low T, Alicia, Alex Shapiro... this guy,
this guy,
and Longoria, he is about to eat a Kool-Aid pickle. He's dripping a kosher baby dill into what kind of Kool-Aid?
I think it's cherry.
Cherry Kool-Aid.
Cherry Kool-Aid. Yeah.
All right. No camera tricks here. Oh, that's disgusting.
That looks so gross.
You like it?
That's good.
Dip it again. Let me see if you like it. This is, you won't eat gefilte fish.
No.
But he'll eat that. Is that a little sour? A little tart?
A little tart.
That's, wrinkled I mean, up those pinchable cheeks.
That's legit Kool-Aid, folks. Mm-hmm. And you just dipped a dill pickle in there.
That's sweet so Jergens pickles.
Sweet Jergens pickles.
That's good.
Well, yeah, I see you're not finishing it.
I haven't had it in 35
good.
Years. Well, I mean, it's a little tart.
What's the flavor combo?
Yeah, what?
Is there a party in your mouth right now and everyone's invited?
Cherry and vinegary and
vinegary. Dill.
Dilly.
A little dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Mm, dilly dilly.
That's just absolutely disgusting. Yeah. Chuck, any interest in doing that?
No, not even a little bit. I'd rather eat gefilte fish.
Would your pregnant wife try that?
Maybe.
Yeah, she might do that eventually. Unbelievable. All right. Longoria's going for another pickle.
No, someone else wants to try it.
Oh, all right. He's getting the grape Kool-Aid,
yeah,
though.
He can do that.
All right. We'll come back on the radio. We have one segment to go. I don't know what other surprises people have in store, but hang tight. One segment to go. This is the Mark Arum Show.
While he was scheming, I was beaming in the beamer, just beaming. Can't believe that I call my men cheating.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back. Final segment of the Mark Arum Show. It's 8:54. I'm losing my voice, which it's probably the bun cake.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's everything you're
throwing
eating
down
in
a
the
bun
break.
Cake. Wow, this is awesome. Thank you to Pete Spriggs. Thank you to everybody that came out. Alex Shapiro. Hopefully will not take my badge in about 7 minutes. And I still have a job tomorrow.
Will he have to escort you out like they do?
Yes.
Because they're afraid you're going to take staplers paper clips.
Here's a box. Take the things.
Let's do a programming note. So tomorrow is Thursday. Mm-hmm. No show.
Yes.
We'll be on Friday, but I'm not sure what's going to happen on Friday. We might do a special Georgia Dome show on Friday. So.
Right.
I'll keep you posted
Stay
on that.
Tuned.
Okay. And then next week's kind of funky because of Thanksgiving.
I think Monday, Tuesday, and then a lot of special programming.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
We're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
I think
yes.
so.
Yeah.
Once I get into the Hall of Fame, I'm working 2 days a week. This is awesome.
Yeah.
This is awesome. How are we on the Christmas cards? Do we still have some spots?
We do. We still have some spots.
All right. So
I think even people were emailing him here.
Yeah, I was literally putting my email into people's phones so they could email me.
Lowtchuck at WSBRadio.com. Email him your mailing address.
Yes.
And we'll get you a Christmas card. Buford, did you send me the picture you wanted yet? I forgot.
Yeah, I sent you a few of them.
Maybe send it again. I forgot.
Okay. Is it the George Costanza one where you're topless on the couch?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect.
The best one.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Thanks. Before we get out of here, thanks so much to the fine folks at Marlowe's who volunteered to host this gaggle of people, and they treated us really well.
Yes.
Always good times at Marlowe's, especially here at the Roswell location, 625 West Crossville Road. Please patronize those that help WSB Radio and their listeners. Great food.
Yeah, I've never been here before, so it was really good.
Yeah,
I really liked it.
Great Very neighborhood good. Irish pub. Love Irish pubs. Love them.
Love them.
There's no Jewish pubs.
There isn't.
What would they serve at a Jewish
yeah,
pub?
What would
anybody want that?
Jameson?
Like, Jews Nugget. I don't know what kind of booze they would have. Like,
yeah, that's
Manischewitz.
Manischewitz. Yeah, I guess
Manischewitz. Are there Mexican pubs?
They're called cantinas.
Don't they just...
But there's no other ethnic pubs other than Irish pubs.
Yeah.
No, not really.
English, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, but
pub.
Really, it's just Irish.
Yeah.
They got their own pubs.
Exactly. What a racket.
I know.
We got a guy here. Let's do star of the show, Buf.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
He fell on the sword. He missed the food, the cake, the booze, the ladies, the borts.
The pickles and Kool-Aid.
Hot neighbor's sister.
He missed Hot Neighbor's sister.
Oh, no.
Buford,
alone.
You are star of the show. Yes, without her, dude, and you missed it.
Oh, man.
I'm going to try to get as many pictures as I can posted on the internet tonight. So follow me on Twitter, at Mark Arum, Instagram, at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum WSB, and now for the kids on Snapchat, Mark Arum Show. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
a sneaky little baby. Everybody's gone in.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.